Well, guys, we have the same juice in this other cup. What's the difference between the two?
Sealed.
This is sealed. And this is not sealed. Good. You followed me and then took some of the juice. What if some storm happened and some dust like this came into here? Who would like to drink this?
I dare you.
What is that? It's a pen. It's
I'll drink it.
Who would like to? This is some dust. But still this one is valid. Because I can do that and clean it well. And I have no problem to open it and then drink some of them. Well sealed. Very good. Anyone need?
Still from this?
No problem.
Anybody for this cup?
No, not bad.
Sure?
He really wants to drink it.
Come and drink it here. This one.
I'll drink it.
It's polluted, right? If you catch this experiment, everything is clear now. And our topic is clearly in this experiment. When the cup is sealed, it's safe. Although some dusts may come from here or them. Okay? But still I can use it. The open one is not always usable. Today we will speak about three verses and three stories and three lessons. That's easy. The three verses are as follows. Number 15:19, Proverb 25:28, Deuteronomy 22:8. Okay, let us read together these three verses. I need your help as usual. Someone to read this verse, which is number 19:15, from your Bible or from the screen. Please.
And every open vessel which has no cover fastened on it is unclean.
Is that verse is clear now? This is what we did. And this is what the Bible said. We have some spiritual lesson from this, but let it be for later on. We will read the three verses first, and then we will tell each other the three accounts, the three stories, and then come to the three lessons. The second one is, who will help me to read? Yes, please.
Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls.
Whoever has no rule over his spirit, his own spirit, in another translation, self-control, okay, is like a city broken down without walls. Well, the third one is this. Yes, Ragi, please.
When you build a new house, then you shall make a parapet for your roof, that you may not bring guilt of bloodshed on your household if anyone falls.
You know what's parapet? Okay. The roofs in the Middle East, in Egypt and in Palestine at that time, is not like your roofs. It's flat. So sometimes people build the house and then come to the roof and leave it without wall. So when some child is playing at the roof, he has the dangers to fall. Okay? This is what this verse said. The parapet is a little wall, something like this tall, okay, with no other roof, so that it keeps people from falling from the roof of the house. Okay, this is what's called parapet, okay? We found three things here. A vessel without seal, and a man without, or a city without walls, and then
a roof without a parapet.
Let us try to match the photos with every one of this. City without
walls.
This is good. And this?
Vessel without land.
And this?
Roof without parapet.
Yeah, the parapet is something we can build here to avoid somebody to fall from this. This is our three verses, which we are going to speak about limits. Does limits make me feel more free or less free?
Less free.
Less free. Okay. Another opinion.
More free.
Why?
Well, less free, but more secure, which adds to my freedom, I suppose.
Let me give you two examples. We are free to discuss everything here and to worship and do everything because of the borders we are in, the limits. Okay? If we are in some public place, do we have the same freedom to do that as well? Not exactly. Okay? Let me give you another example. If I want to change my clothes, in which one I will feel free, more free? In a closed room or in a garden? In the backyard. Okay? You got it? Sometimes limits in some specific things let me feel more freedom to do the things. And in all our lives, life without limit, a limitless life, is always in danger. And as we see in the experiment and as we see in the Bible, this is what will happen. The three stories I'm going to speak about, the first is Rehoboam, the second is Samson, and the third is David, not all the stories, but the specific parts of the story. I think the second and the third is well known, Samson and David, right? Mm-hmm. Who knows the first one? Rehoboam, nobody, okay.
Sam, okay,
sorry, Sam, I didn't see. Okay. Rehoboam is the grandchild of David. David, Solomon, Rehoboam, okay? He is the first king after David and Solomon. And one story about him, that when people came to let him be a king after Solomon, they asked him a very little thing. They said to him, "Your father put a burden on our shoulders, which is taxes. The taxes, he put so much taxes on our life. So please reduce the taxes so that we will accept you as a king and everything will be okay." A good deal. Okay? But at that time, some people came and put their ideas inside the head of Rehoboam. They told him, "No, you will not be a king. A king should order and other people obey. A king should be more powerful than that. Don't subject to the people. Don't let them humble you. You have to be higher than them, powerful than them." So he accepted this advice, this bad advice. And when the people came to him after 3 days, he said to them, "I will never do what you said." And he put some emphasizing in his words and said, "If my thumb is stronger than my dad's arm," you know, so this sort of exaggeration. Okay, these fellows put in his thoughts something to let him be more powerful, more I am the one. Okay? So this is what happened with Rehoboam. You know what is the result? He lost 83% of his kingdom. His kingdom combined from 12 tribes. 10 tribes left him, and he remained a king for 2 tribes only. That's a great loss. 10 out of 12. That's 83%. The second story is well known. We know Samson. Samson, this is the man who has no self-control. He obeys his eyes. One time he found a Palestinian and said, I like her. By my eyes, I like her. I see her good and I want her. He couldn't resist, so that he went into some troubles at that time. But you know, because he has no self-control, his emotion is not controllable. Everything in his life is without limit. One day he want to get married, this Palestinian girl, but the other day he want not to marry, but just to see some bad one, which is Delilah, if you remember the story. He has no control, self-control. So he told her the biggest secret in his life. She came to him one day while they are together, they are alone together, and asked him, what should I do to humble you? He had to understand what she is going to do. But he has no control in himself, no limits. He put no limits for his feelings, his emotions. He told her a lie first time, he told her a lie the second time, but because she is insisting to know his secret, at last, he told her his secret. If you take off my hair, I'll be like one of the people. And we know that the rest of the story. Samson became very weak instead of he was very, very, very strong. And then they took him and put him in the prison, and he was doing things like oxes. The third one I'm not going to speak about. David has so wonderful stories in his life. But the most shameful one in his life happened when he see himself, one of the neighborhood. She was taking a bath. Somehow his roof, I don't think, has a parapet, has the little wall. Okay? We can think that because he saw this from the roof. If you read the story, we will speak about it in more details tomorrow. So I'm not going to speak that much about it today, because it is very important to let us know from where the fall came, from where the fall start. Okay? But what happened that he did whatever he wants to. He has some actions without limits. So we can see in the first one, we said the jar, the vessel, the open vessel, which without any sealing, the problem was it will be polluted, okay? And in the same manner, if we left our thoughts without limits, if we let anybody put in our head any idea without asking ourselves, is it right or not? Is it logical or not? In the morning, we prove that following Christ is logical. If someone today come to you and tell you, man following Christ is not logical, would you put some limit to this thought or not? We should do it, right? Some other thought may come to us from our colleagues, from the media, from anything that told us that we can do, we are free to do whatever we want to, or our freedom is to do so and so and so. If we didn't put limits to our thoughts, if we don't put limits to our thought, if we do not seal our vessel, our precious vessel, which is our minds, of course, these wrong thoughts will pollute our thoughts, pollute our mind so that we will find ourselves going to think about very bad things, and final result will be a disaster. First of all, we have to put limits to our thoughts. I appreciate that your generation, most of you are thinkers, and this is very wonderful. But we have to put limit to the thoughts come to us, to ask ourselves, can we accept this thought or not? Because, you know, everything is in the world this time. People said the sun is coming from the east. Others may say that it comes from the west. And everyone has his proof. Somehow he proved it. Okay? Should I accept both of them? Should I consider both of them right? I don't think. There's something I have to understand it and to put some limits to the thoughts that put in my head. Okay? In my mind. So, the first thing we have to consider, and we learn it from Rehoboam. Rehoboam lost a big loss. I didn't tell you, and I have to do it now, that there's some wise people told him the opposite counsel. They said to him, humble yourself, accept what the people said, so that they will love you and serve you all your life. He has two opinions. Be the great one and humble yourself. He followed the second one, but if he followed the first one, I think he will gain so much at that time. Because this was the only question, the only request from the people, just reduce our taxes. He didn't compare it right. He didn't put the right limits for his thoughts. He think that he can be and he is and didn't calculate it right in his head, okay? So this is why what happened with him. So the first thing, the first lesson we have to understand, we have not to leave our thoughts go wherever it wants to. Take any thought, any piece of thought come to you and ask yourself, should I accept this or not? Is it logical or not? And let me add something very important. Is it biblical or not? In the morning we said that the New Testament is credible. We proved it by proofs that it is credible. And the New Testament at the same time assigned to the Old Testament that it is credible as well. So we can say that all the whole Bible is credible. We can depend on, we can accept as the truth. So think about any idea when it comes to your mind. Is it right or wrong? Is it logical or not? Is it biblical or not? These limits, put the right limits to our thoughts so that we didn't take some wrong decision, we didn't go astray from here to there. In the second verse, we see some city without wall. And the problem, it is subjected to the attacks of the enemy. It's easy to be attacked. It is easy to overcome some city like this, especially in the old times. Because, you know, they don't have the technology we have now. They don't have the defense mechanism that countries have at that time. There is no borders at that time. The border was at that time the wall. The wall around the city. And the wall around the city was the first defense. The first defense of this city. A city with a wall is protected. Especially that this wall has some towers and people can see from far that the enemy is coming, so they will be prepared and they can overcome this. The Bible said that who is like this? This, the one who has no self-control, who has no no rule over his own spirit. Both the two expressions are wonderful. Rule over his spirit. I feel like points. I feel like want to do that. I feel like he has to rule over this. You have to have, in another translation, self-control. Because, you know, sometimes you find yourself want to do something without asking yourself what is the consequences, what it will result, what I will gain or lose from it? You have to ask yourself this sentence. Especially in the area of emotions and relationships. I know, in our age, it's one of the most important points. Our emotions and relationships. Should I do that? Should I accept this friendship? Should I accept this relationship? With something to call it. The question is it safe? Is it in the right way, in the right place? What the result would be? I have to think, and I have to put limits to my... If we go back to Samson, Samson had to put a limit to his emotions. He had to say to himself, I will not continue this way. Even I feel I love her. Even I feel I love her. I don't have to continue with somebody who wants to humble me, who wants to overcome me, who wants to deliver me to my enemies. At that time, if he told himself such logic, I think he will spare himself from so much trouble he faced at that time. The same time, we have to ask ourselves, we have to put a limit to our emotions and to our relationships, because sometimes if we let these emotions go, it will cause us so much troubles in our lives. The third thing was the wall without parapet. What's the problem in that? Injury? Harm? Many things can happen at that time. Like the Bible said, someone may fall from the roof and die at that time. It may reach the to extend that he will lose everything, even his life. This is what happened with David. David think that he can do everything. He can do whatever he wants to. Although at that time, and we will see this tomorrow morning, at that time there is some warning to him. Don't do that. This is a married woman. But in the same time, he thinks that he can do everything, and he did, and he committed adultery, and he killed one of the best soldiers in his army. No limits. I will do whatever I want to. If I did that, I will cause myself so many troubles. So we can simply find what are the three lessons we have to come with today. Set limits for your thoughts. Set limits for your emotions and relations. Set limits for your action and behaviors. You have to set these limits. I'm not telling you I will do that. I'm not telling you that your parents should do that. You should do it for yourself. Put limits. Choose the right limits so that you can find yourself in a safe place and feel more free to live a wonderful life with limits. This is our theme. Most of you is wearing the t-shirt. Okay, keep calm and know
your limits.
Okay, keep calm and know your limits. Do you remember the verse backward? So you can, any one of you can look to the back of. Okay, so at least this t-shirt should remind you every time you wear it or you see it that we have to live a life with limit. Limitless life is harmful. Limitless life is not more free. But to be more free in the safe place, you have to put limits to yourself. The best place to find your limits. For myself, for long experience, I found is the Bible. The Bible is the best place to find a place to think logically, a place to think while you are sure that the writer of this Bible, which is God himself, is the best one to understand what is my need and what I have to understand and what I have to consider. Now, we have to think about limits in our life. Any questions? It's strange if you don't have any question. I expect some questions. They told me that I have to say it 3 times. So for the second time, any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
You said you wouldn't set limits to other people's thoughts or emotions or relationships. Are there any guardrails? Are any things we should set as outer boundaries before we get to our limits in terms of what?
Outer boundaries. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get the first part of your question.
Yeah, I think what I heard you say was that you wouldn't set limits for other people.
No, I'm not setting limits for other people. Yeah. I'm setting limits for myself concerning what other people is telling me. Okay?
Well, as young people, we have questions about what our limits should be.
Yeah.
Can you give us any helpful guidance on what our limits should be?
In this area, the thoughts... Okay.
Thoughts or emotions?
I will not accept everything as for granted. You know, sometimes I feel like this young man is from my age, so what he said is right. Okay, this is not logical, because what is suitable for one is not suitable for other, and not necessarily that what all people do is the right thing for me. Many people choose the wrong choice. Okay. So I have to consider and test this thought. When other people tell me something, just try that. Don't try because one of your friends said that. You are responsible to accept this challenge. You are responsible to ask yourself whether this will harm me or will be okay. Is it suitable for me or not? Is it biblical or not? What should I pay in return if I do this choice? So setting limits in the thoughts means that I will not accept everything it should be so. Okay? Because one of the things, one will say something and the other will say the opposite thing. Which one of this I have to take? Maybe a third way. So I have to think to set my limits. I will never do that. Not because all the people do that, I will do that. I will never do something against the Bible. I will not do something that looks like anyone who has no relationship with the Lord. Okay? So I can set limits for myself from what's logical, what's safe, what's biblical, what leads me to deeper relationship with the Lord. At least these 4 guidelines should give me an idea about how to set limits to myself. Okay.
This may sound like a weird question, but is there a limit to the amount of limits we should set?
Limit to what?
The amount of limits we should set.
No, I didn't get your question.
Is there a boundary to where how many limits we can set before it starts to become, we start to lose freedom instead of help us have more freedom?
I'm not asking you to lose your freedom, by the way. We proved in our talk that sometimes, or in many cases, limits make me more free.
In many cases, but are there some cases where a certain limit we...
Well, let the Bible be your reference. Let your previous experience be a reference. Let your logical thinking be a reference. You are not asked to be tightening yourself. Okay? You are asked to be in the safe place. Okay. Ask yourself always, am I in the safe place to take decisions or not? Okay?
Can you say the 4 things again? Safe?
This one, or which are... Safe, logical, biblical, bring me near to the Lord or into the to a deeper relationship with Him.
Yes. What's wrong if I show emotion, then I realize that's strong, so I take it back?
If you show emotion to whom?
To anyone.
To anyone.
Then I felt like it's. I want to take it back, so I take it back.
Well, the problem is in the consequences. We should not be short-sighted. We are not to look in the moment. We have to understand and we have to consider what will happen after few months, few years maybe. Okay? Does this relationship will lead us to a blessing, a right place, or in most of the cases it ends with some broken hearts, some waste of time. I lose long time doing this story. Okay? I lose sometimes my peace, my tranquility. I lose sometimes my study. Sometimes I lose many things. So I have to understand, I have to calculate it, what the result would be, what the outcome would be. It's not always just do it. Every action has a reaction. More questions? Well, I invite you now to think about setting your limits. And let me say that you are asked and called to set your personal limits. Because limits, as we discovered today together, is more safe and give me more freedom to do the normal things I have to do and safe from the consequences in the future. So I have to ask myself, do I have something to guard in my thoughts? Do I have to set some limits to my thoughts? Do my thoughts disturb me and lead me to some horrible decisions? Setting limit for thoughts. Then I should ask myself, what about my emotions and relationships? What is the future result? What I expect from this relationship? Okay? And thirdly, we have to ask ourselves, what's our action and behavior limits are? Let's have a few minutes in personal prayer and this, and then we will close with a word of prayer. Think about what you hear today. It's your life. And limits protect your life. Don't let everything pollute your life. At your age, you have the best opportunity to live a wonderful life if you set the right limits to everything you think, you feel, you do.